almost every time I start out doing an intro course on the clinical business of dentistry, or whenever I get to help my sweetheart Tracy do an office manager and team training course, I always ask one simple question almost each and every time. It's a simple question, one that nearly always is given a simple response to by those I ask the question to. We begin our podcast right there.
Computers are live, mixer is up, levels are good. Equalizer is good, ready channels 1 and 2. Mic is live in 3, 2, 1, roll it. Welcome, listeners, to the My Practice, My Business podcast, where we teach dentists and their teams how to reclaim forgotten profitability in dentistry with our clinical business of dentistry training. And now, the host of our show, the clinical director at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
So, my friends, the million-dollar question, and for most, it truly is a million-dollar question or more, is this. Who pays for dentistry in your practice? There's the question. Asking the simple question of who is responsible for paying for dental services might seem like such a simple question, right? And when the answers come flooding in, everyone states that the patient is ultimately responsible for their dental work. Another question I love asking is this. Who is responsible for your purchases of more expensive products, technology, and equipment? The response, in a joking but truthful way, is, I'm responsible, says the doctor. I signed the contract. However, business truth be told, the participants all conclude that the patient is ultimately responsible. Then we all sit around talking about direct operating costs of the practice, cost of goods that we place in the patient's mouth, and how we are able to pass those costs on to the patient with our amazing training here at My Practice, My Business. I love it. This past week, a doctor called and signed up, and he says, my gosh, your guys' training is gold. I can't wait, because he is referred to us by one of our other clients, and we're excited to train him in his office. But the dentists and their teams all listen to several audio and video recordings that we have of dental insurance agents verifying how this is to be done with their approval, as long as it is done within certain rules that they clearly state, which our company has known for years. The doc and the team are now so dang excited with their newfound knowledge and understanding. Comments are made such as, oh, I wish I would have gone through your training years ago. And then suddenly it hits them, especially the doc, as if some major violation of nature has just been suggested. The earth itself is ready to stop spinning. The moon and stars are about to fall out of the sky, and the field of dentistry is on the verge of collapse. The doc says, do you mean to tell me that I'm supposed to charge my patient for a more expensive crown or service? Are you saying that the patient is supposed to pay above and beyond the contracted amount that I am under contract for? Are you saying that I have to actually ask the patient to pay more for their dentistry? Is this legal? I mean, I can't possibly ask my patient to pay more. I mean, I'm signed under a contract. That's all they got to pay, and I feel so bad for them. They can't pay anymore. I can't possibly ask them to pay any more than what the dictates of the insurance company has stated. Come on, Rob, please. All these questions come after the recordings and video that unquestionably prove the answer to those questions to be in the affirmative. I receive those questions, answer them again, and wonder where I've failed in my presentation, only to have the office managers look at their docs and ask them to please stay off their phones and listen to what's being presented by Dr. Rob and Tracy. And how funny is that? But let's not allow the office managers to get off the hook that easy. Oftentimes, they are the culprit, and it's their docs who are asking them if they've heard a thing that I've just presented. Either direction, I'm laughing inside, especially as I watch their faces give me that blank stare of, what did I just hear? I can charge the patient more, but I can't charge the patient more. Oh my gosh, what will the patient do? Will I lose the patient? Will the patient maybe stop coming to me. Maybe they'll say they don't want to pay more for value-added products and services. Well, what you actually just heard was that the patient is fully responsible to pay for more expensive products and services, even according to the insurance rules and regs and dictates. Unbelievable. That's just a fact, a simple truth that we've known since 1991, and it hasn't changed since. So, doc and office manager, what in this world is your problem? Why are you so reluctant to have your patient pay for the dental services you provide? Why are you so compelled to give your patients free dentistry? I really want to be very clear on this concept, so listen very, very closely. Maybe even stop driving, pull off side of the road. Giving away free dentistry or simply not charging the patient for those more expensive crowns from your lab or high-end implants or anything else in your dental arsenal of products and services, you are not just hurting yourself, doc, but you are also hurting your team as well. What do I mean by hurting yourself and team? It's simple. The revenue you are not billing and collecting for is actually coming out of all of your pockets. Everybody. That's right. There goes wage increases, bonuses, team trips to Hawaii, and most important, team building experiences to Disneyland or Disney World. That whole statement just makes me sad speaking of it. But all of you know dang well it's true, especially our clients, but usually I don't have problems with them. Don't even try to fight it. Just accept the fact that the status quo of dental business knowledge and training from those who lack the commensurate achievement in clinical business of dentistry have cost you and your team thousands and thousands of dollars. You see, no business in this country has the same price point where there's a differential in cost of goods except dentistry. Every time I pull that slide out and I look in the faces and eyes of the dentists and team members, they look at me and they all nod and say, wow, that is so true. Understanding that business reality along with the rest of our training is why our clients at MPMB here excel above and beyond their peers. Having said that, I still know what their stumbling block is, what their hardest obstacle is to overcome, and it's simply this: passing the costs of more expensive products and services onto their patients with a corporate profit on top of it. Having said that, I remind them that it is not possible to park my butt in a first-class seat on Delta Airlines without paying for it. I remind them that the optometrist will not just give me those really cool frames for my lenses without paying for them, even though I have vision insurance. Let me say that again. My vision insurance covers frames, but if I want the really cool ones, there's an additional upgrade fee on those. That's right. Our eye docs figured it out years ago. But wait, there's more. Have you heard about physicians and their concierge service? I did a podcast on that. You should listen to it. That's right. If you want value-added service from your medical doc, you have to pay for it. Even if you have medical insurance, you know, the medical insurance that your physician signed up for, contracted with, to take a lesser fee for their service that they provide to you just so they could be on the panel? So what, my dental friend, is your problem with being paid fairly for the services that you provide and understanding that you can do that? When I reveal the simple fact that you should probably stop feeling bad about passing those high-tech costs onto your patients and you begin to convulse about it, you really need to take that dental hat off and put on your business hat. That 5-hour and 23-minute business training that you received in dental school, it just doesn't cut it. I know the last thing any of us want to do is take some business classes. But may I suggest that all of you docs and office managers take some business classes that are pertinent to the field of dentistry? I know you don't want to go back to school, but school's fun. Learning's fun. Don't be sucked into that dismal trap of working for corporate America either. You know, all the advertisement that they put out there. Do you just want to do dentistry
and not have the headache of collections and insurances, come work for us for a much smaller amount of income than you can get by being your own boss. Being your own boss is a lot of fun and can be extremely rewarding, both financially and professionally. It's not that hard to run a business and do dentistry at the same time. You just need to not compromise on staff. Get 4- and 5-star employees. Find the right people. And make continuing education in your practice non-negotiable. You know how tough I am on dental consultants out there who lack the commensurate achievement to be teaching us actual business principles pertaining to the business of dentistry. I'm tough on them because I paid tens of thousands of dollars for a lot of fluff. But having said that, there's a few of them out there that do a good job when it comes to getting the basics in place. You know, making sure that team members understand their job positions and just a lot of the day-to-day things that go on in a practice. That's great. We do the same thing, but we teach a vertical that they don't teach, and I like to see practices that at least have a business background or at least know how to run. I just don't believe in keeping them on our payroll indefinitely, and neither should you. Learn from them, and we'll take you the rest of the way, or just pick our brains. That's what a lot of practices do that are brand new practices. They just call us, and we teach them, then they can save a lot of money. That's what we love. We love our clients doing with us. We love them calling us and picking our brains, and we're happy to help out in the functional aspects of the office. And we're always happy to help. That's what our thought leadership always is about. Here at My Practice, My Business, we teach a vertical in the clinical business of dentistry, and we couple that with office manager training that's second to none, which the front offices that have gone through our training, they're the ones that attest to that, not us. After our training, your front office becomes the teachers. You become the teacher, Doc, and new employees become the students. Oh, sure, we have refresher courses for team members who need a refresher and an update, and or newbies that might come in, and we accept new team members for quick training if needed, but the doc and dental team, you guys, after going through our training, become a force to be reckoned with. Teams call us for help for the first few months, but then it tapers off, and we get sad, and we worry about them, and we call them and text them. Did you guys forget about us? Do you still love us? We haven't heard from you. and we don't hear from them, and that's how it should be, and then they text back or call back and say, we're rocking it. We don't need you anymore. That's what it's like proud parents when our clients just like cut the strings and they are running full speed ahead with their new knowledge and truth about PPO plans, about direct operating costs, about what it really takes to run the practice. There's no lingering payments for more fluff from us. And that's what we love. We're here to help, and we sincerely mean that. And we include the help with the original price. In other words, our clients are family, and they can call for help or support anytime without being charged for it, because that's who we are. Well, my friends, who pays for dentistry in your practice? If you've been through our training, then it's your patient. You've been trained. You know that. Unless the doc has an emotional breakdown, which sometimes we do, it's fine to give away your services to the needy and less fortunate from time to time, because that's what we should do, and I'm all for that. But if the patient isn't predominantly paying for the services you provide, especially for more expensive products and services, the entire team is being financially hurt. Dental practices have carrying capacities. You guys have heard me talk about that time and time again. We can only do so much. We only have so much time in a day. And the only way the doctor and team can gain a bonus, let alone an hourly pay increase, without it coming out of the doctor's paycheck. Let me say that again. Without it coming out of the doctor's paycheck, is to increase profitability per procedure. And most practices are stuck at understanding how to increase profitability when they're on PPO plans. And most practices set their fees based on fee surveys and things of that nature, and they don't even have a clue how to really set their fees like
businesses, corporations do. Such a simple business principle, yet one that is overlooked and often misunderstood. Just say no, no to drugs, say no to on-demand free dentistry. Patients are happy to pay for things they understand. And that's where My Dental Docs comes in. Come to our training so that you can understand how easy it is to be profitable with many procedures you do, especially with all of the PPO plans you take. You don't have to dump them at all. Not when you learn how to be profitable with them using their own rules and regulations. All of you out there, I hope you have a wonderful and fantastic week and think about the words you've just heard today.
Thank you so much for tuning into the My Practice, My Business podcast. You can find additional podcasts you may have missed that will help you with your dental practice at Apple iTunes Podcasts. And remember to become a subscriber to our podcast. Many of you have asked how to help support the My Practice, My Business podcast. If you have enjoyed the program and information you received today, the best way to help is to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks again for allowing us to be a part of your day.